With the holidays looming and the economy swooning, you may be feeling like a certain grumpy creation of Charles Dickens.
Bah, humbug.
And welcome to you, Jim Pickering.
Hello, Jackie. How are you?
Jim, you have been bringing Ebenezer Scrooge to the stage for the better part of two decades. I happened to catch a performance with my family last year at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee, a glorious old theater. And we wanted you to come on to the show because we had a question for you. Why do you love doing this part? Don't you ever get Christmas caroled out?
I never get Christmas caroled out. It's what I have to give to the community is to tell this story of a heart opening up. And I think in the current times, the more hearts that we can open up, the better off we'll be.
So how's your production and your playing of the character changed over the years?
Well, when I first did it back in 1990, I was a mere slip of a lad at 42 years old, and so it was all about putting on a lot of makeup, a lot of somebody else's hair, a lot of plastics, a great big nose, and some spectacles. And lamentably, now that it's 2008, I just find it easier to do the play with less makeup. It's a matter of sort of just painting in between the lines on my face. And it is true that the adaptation is different. The adaptation that we were using back in the early 90s had a lot more strange movement in it. This one is a lot more soulful, and it has a lot of wonderful music.
Any little cues or improvisations?
No, we try to keep improvisation out of it. And one of the reasons for that is we have 17 children in the play, and we don't want them out there improvising because somebody's likely to get hit with a piece of flying scenery if they do.
I understand there's some rules about Tiny Tim, about who gets
to
play.
Yes, we like to think that there's a 50-pound limit to Tiny Tim, since I have to hoist him up on my shoulder, which was an easier thing to do in 1991 than it is in 2008. So we try to keep him light. And that, of course, gets to be a problem as we get closer to Christmas, because then they've been out of school and they're on vacation, and their carb loading starts to take place. And so I've had Tiny Tims who were about 8 pounds heavier on the 23rd of December than they were on the 1st.
Could you give us a bit of good old Ebenezer Scrooge to send us off today?
Oh, sure. This is what Mr. Scrooge says to his nephew when his nephew comes once again to invite him to dinner for the umpteenth time. He says to him, "Merry Christmas. Out upon Merry Christmas. What is Christmas time to you but a time for paying bills without money? A time for finding yourself a year older and not an hour richer. A time for balancing your books and having every column come out dead against you. If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled with his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart."
I'm in tears.
Oh, good. Good. The magic still works.
Actor Jim Pickering joins us from member station WUWM in Milwaukee. And I just want to say to you, Mr. Ebenezer Scrooge, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas back at you.